Hi, it's Katie with Bountiful Living. And I don't know if you've checked out the episode 2 called But First God. If you haven't, I will link it below. But we talked about our lives and how busy things can be and how important that it is that we prioritize God first in our everyday life. And the ways to do that is through prayer. As a quick reminder, is a relationship with Him. It's talking to Him. The second way we can connect to God every day is through worship, through praising Him. We can do that during prayer time. We can also do that by singing worship songs and praise songs to Him or hymns. And the third thing that I talked about and went into great depth is God's Word. That is His love letter to us. It is our source. It is the sword that we use to defend against the enemy in our spiritual armor that is outlined in Ephesians chapter 6. The Word is also a place that we find out God's will. I know that is a big question on everyone's heart and mind, how to know the will of God. God's Word is the first place to go to discover that. So today we're going to combine two of these. We're going to combine prayer and the Word. And honestly, as we're reading the Word, there's some worship in there too. So we might be covering all three of these right in one place today. When we pray God's Word, we're agreeing with Him. We're agreeing with what He says. When we pray God's Word, we are praying His will. I've had this podcast idea on my heart and mind for a really long time, probably close to 6 months. And I really was not sure how to specifically do this the correct way until I heard a sermon the other day at church where they were talking about reading God's Word and praying it and declaring it over our lives. You see, I wanted to be very careful because there's not one, but many scriptures in the Bible, Deuteronomy 4:2, Revelation 22:18 through 20, several places in Proverbs, Matthew, all over God's Word that He tells us not to add or take away from the words of this book. So we have to be very careful. Proverbs 30:5-6 says, "Every word of God is tested. God is able to shield those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His words, or He will reprove you, and you will be proved a liar." So as you can see, I'm taking this very seriously because I do not want to be a liar. I don't want to be someone who is adding or taking away from God's Word. One of the most simplest ways and places to start is in the book of Psalms. David, over and over again in this book, is crying out to God. David took everything to God in prayer. And that's one of the reasons that he was called a man after God's heart. When we're looking at how to pray, when we're looking how to connect with God, the Psalms is a great place to start. And we're going to start today with Psalms 23. I'm still working on the technology of all of this, so this is kind of a trial experiment episode. And if it works, what I hope to do is also record many other scriptures throughout the Word where we are declaring and praying the Word over our lives. Some of the chapters I want to cover are Romans 12, how we are to behave as believers and how we are to operate in the body of Christ. Ephesians 6, because we need our armor on every single day to be able to defend against the enemy. And another one is Psalms 91. That is a protection prayer that we can pray over us so that angels are bearing us up so that we don't even strike our foot against a stone. Psalm 91 and Ephesians 6 are two chapters to pray together because it protects us as believers in all kinds of ways. But today we're starting out with Psalm 23. There will be a specific time to fast forward ahead so that if you want to listen to this again without the introduction, you should be able to do so. We will see how it goes. This is an experiment for me, and I hope it blesses you today. And my goal, as always, is not ever to take you away from spending time one-on-one with the Lord, reading the pages of His Word. But we are also, as we are going about our day, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So this is one of those opportunities that when you're out on a walk, when you're at the grocery store, when you're on your way to pick up your kids from school or on your commute, that you are able to pray without ceasing. So today, we're praying Psalms 23 from the English Standard Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I would love to hear what scripture that you put to prayer. Reach out to us at bountifulliving.net.